Welcome back to Lyric's Thoughts. It is I, Almighty Lyric. It's been a while, about maybe 2 months to be exact. And I'm so sorry for leaving y'all hanging, but you know, a lot has been going on in the sister's life. Well, maybe not a lot, just like one major thing. I'm pregnant. Woo woo. If she your baby mama, go. I don't know the words to that song, but totally think it's super catchy. Shout out to all the ladies right now that are going through pregnancy, towards the end of your pregnancy, just in general growing a human. Shout out to the ladies that will be contributing Libras this year. My due date is September 24th, so I'm currently 4 months pregnant, approximately 17 weeks. And it's been really interesting. The beginning of this pregnancy, I was perfectly fine, honestly. Had some nausea, lightheadedness, evening nausea, to the point where I really wasn't like eating between the hours of 6 to like 9:30-ish. But no massive morning sickness that I've heard most women have. Thankfully for me, if you ladies did experience that massive morning sickness or still going through it, kudos to you. Stay strong, my sister. You are almost halfway through this. You got it. Keep your head up. But yeah, I think the only real obstacle that I've had health-wise has been the massive migraines that started about once I was nearing the end of the first trimester. So last month, about, it was like somebody was A-Town stomping on my head with Tim's on. Like, even to the point where I felt like my left eye was going to pop out of the socket. At first, I really thought that it was just, you know, regular headaches, me working at a computer all day and the fluorescent lights in my office. But then it just became way too severe. I had to tell my doctor and she prescribed me magnesium. So I take that every day along with my prenatal and my calcium supplement. And I haven't had any issues since. Thank God above that. Us pregnant women can take certain things, because I've been also taking my Zyrtex every morning, because this pollen that's been going on, beyond me, okay? Like, the pollen count is extremely high. Anybody that really knows me, obviously, personally, I have a small little Nissan Versa, and it's gray. Literally that type of gray where you cannot tell that my car is dirty. But yet, here comes pollen. Hey girl, just want to let you know we here or whatever, so we gotta make ourselves seen. Like, get out of here. Don't nobody want no pollen all over their cars. Crazy. Ugh. But anyway, so I guess from now until delivery, and maybe even after, haven't really decided yet, but I will be sharing my pregnancy stepping stones. Or should I say milestones? I don't know, but this will be like my diary to share my stories with you guys and to tell you my daily or weekly nonsense. Feel free to inbox me if you guys want to talk about anything pregnancy wise. I also have really close relationships with some OBGYN doctors. So if you guys have any type of questions you would like me to forward to them, by all means, let me know. I'll send it to them. So the first thing that I want to talk about is this whole touching pregnant people thing. I think it is utterly insane. Now, again, for those of you who know me personally, I am not a touchy person. I'm not a physical person at all. So I don't like being touched. I don't like being hugged, things of that nature. It's annoying, honestly. And it feels like an invasion of space and privacy to me. Not sure what happened to me as a kid that I'm probably suppressing, but something must have happened, because I feel like whenever someone tries to reach out and hug me, I immediately need to feel like I have to defend myself. Like, I have to fight this person because I don't understand why you're trying to hug me right now. Like, back up off me. It was very awkward when my grandmother passed away last year, and I had to go back to work, and people just like, it was their first reaction to hug me. And I was like, eh, zonzo that. Mm-mm. Don't hug me. Don't touch me. And it was kind of funny to me to see the reactions on their faces, because I live in Virginia. So technically this is the South. And Southern people are very affectionate, and I'm not with it. I'm from New York, if you couldn't tell. We don't do all that hugging and touching. Like, back up off me, son. Get out of here. So now that I'm pregnant, it's like my belly is a platform or a magnet for people's hands. People literally will come up and say good morning. And like, it's like good morning as their hand outstretches towards my stomach. And in my head, all I see is a slow motion hand just coming towards me. It's really like in a movie. And I immediately get angry. Because it's not like you ask if you can rub my belly. You just do it because you want to do it. Knowing that I don't like being touched. You understand? Like, I don't. I just, it drives me insane. And I'm a firm believer in energy. So positive, negative energy. I'm that person that burns sage in my house. That type of stuff. Always been doing it. Been burning the sage for maybe 3 or 4 years. But my grandmother was very big on, you know, expressing energy and how people can do energy transfers unknowingly. So when you're touching someone's belly, someone's unborn child, I feel that whatever energy that you have within your life, whether it be positive or negative, you can transfer into that child. Period. Meaning, don't touch me. Okay? I got my own energy going on. I got my own attitude going on that my child is pretty much going to come out probably a little cuckoo. Okay? Between me and my husband, I don't think this kid has much of a choice but to be a psychopath, you know? But don't touch me. Like, it literally got to the point where this one lady at work got so angry that I told her not to touch me. Like, she just, it was all in her face that she just felt so utterly appalled by me that I told her not to touch me. And I just couldn't believe it, because I have said it nicely. And for me to say something nicely to people, like, don't touch me repeatedly, is very hard, because I'm such a B.I. sometimes, okay? You catch me before my coffee, oh, I'm a super B.I. Just give me a cake, put B and I on it. That's me, okay? But she just felt like I was... the way that her face looked like I spit in her face, in a sense. And I just couldn't believe it, because she called me mean. And she's just like, oh, you're just a real big mean person. Blame those pregnancy hormones. First of all, don't blame nothing on my child, okay? I've been like this before I even got pregnant. That's number one. Two, I'm not a mean lady. I told you repeatedly, nicely, don't touch me. You still took it upon yourself to touch me. Now the pit bull with rabies is off leash and ready to attack you. And now the pit bull is mean and should be shot. No, that's not fair. Sorry, you shouldn't have came over here and touched me in the first place. So there we go. So clearly, since people felt that I was talking multiple languages besides English, I decided, hey, let's print out a sign. So I went on Google, and I think I typed in pregnancy memes or something like that, or don't touch belly. It was something along those lines. And I found one that said, yes, I'm pregnant. No, you may not touch my belly. I printed it out. I glued it onto some cardboard paper, cut it out, got a hole puncher, and I put it on some lanyard, and I wear it proudly every single day. And the length of the lanyard is perfect, because it comes all the way down to just about my belly button. So you can't miss the sign, buddy. Not at all. You just can't. It's there. And I haven't had any issues since. I think people first thought I was joking when I said don't touch me. But now that they see that I'm wearing a sign every day, and I repeatedly say don't touch me, I think like now they've kind of gotten the point. So it's like, okay, don't touch me. Next thing. So I'm a relatively slim person. I'm 5'10". before I was pregnant, I weighed about 160 pounds. Now, thanks to my lovely, lovely baby, I weigh about 174.5. So, still not bad. Still in the, you know, healthy zone and whatnot. But at this stage now that I'm 4 months, my baby bump is starting to, you know, form. It's looking more of a bump than fat. And because I'm slim in stature, you can tell it's a bump. So it's pretty big. The amount of people that ask me if I am having twins, if there's a baby behind the baby, it's annoying. So at first, it was a little funny because my husband is a twin. He has a fraternal twin sister. Twins run in my family on my mother's side, and I found out that my biological father had a twin as well. So twins definitely were a possibility when we discovered that I was pregnant. Like when I first initially took the pregnancy test, I was like, oh man, I don't know, might be twins up in there. But hey, so it was something to have, you know, giggles about initially until we actually confirmed that it was one baby. Now that we have confirmed that it is one baby, it's kind of like, haha, not funny no more. Like now it's played out, it's dry, shut up. Like you keep talking about the same thing. Like let's talk about something else now. We know it's one baby in there. Stop suggesting there's another one around there. Like let it go. Oh, but your stomach is just so big. Oh my God, but you look like you could be like 6 months. All right, well, I'm not. I'm clearly 4 months. And secondly, I'm 5'10". My husband is 6'4". I wouldn't be surprised if a baby come out 7'5", okay? That's probably why my stomach is really big too. Not to mention, the doctor told me that this baby is about 6 ounces. And technically, babies are only supposed to be 3 to 4 ounces. So I got a little big sumo wrestler looking baby up in here right about now. But it's just like, it's to me, it's not cute. It's offensive to tell somebody that it looks like they're having twins because, one, not only are you assuming or suggesting that they look big as hell, but two, the financial cost of having a twin, like you think it's funny to tell somebody that they're having twins, but you're not the parent that's going to have to provide and be responsible for twins now, are you? Oh, no, you're not. But it's funny and it's cute to say, no. That's how people get beat the hell up. I'm sorry. Straight up and down. That's how you get beat up. And then on top of that, the third thing is us pregnant women's hormones are up and down on a daily basis. Screw daily basis. On an hourly basis. We wake up at 10, we're happy. By 11, we don't want to be touched. By 12, all we want is a hug. By 1, we just want to cry. We don't know why we're crying. Maybe the pancakes at IHOP was so damn good that we just want to cry about it and let the world know that these buttermilk pancakes were amazing. Listen, that's just how we are. But when you come and add to that with other people's ignorance, it's a shit show. Sorry, excuse my language, but it's true. It's really a poop fest because you are now winging it. You're winging it because the pregnant people, we cannot be responsible for what we do or say to you after you've already pissed us off multiple times and we are like 18 people in one. We're like that movie Split or Splight, some people like to pronounce it. But yeah, we've got like multiple personalities in one body literally because our hormones are out of whack right now. You might want to leave us alone and stop trying to crack these little jokes. You think? Any hoots. Those are my two major things. The touching and the twin assuming thing. It's just like, it's so played out and it's so corny. And anyone that knows me knows that I have such a foul mouth. Like, I can be such a smart ass when I want to be. My mom even told me today. She was like, that baby is going to have such a smart mouth because you're out of control. And I'm just like, yeah, I know. I don't know what to tell you. But my baby's going to be a true legend. True legend, okay? I mean, she sent me a picture of my third grade report card over the weekend, and it was hilarious because the portion at the back of the card where teachers would, you know, hand write out their comments about the students, She said that I was a smart kid. I was very energetic, always talking in class. And then she said that I do not get along well with my peers. Dot, dot, dot. Have a nice summer. And I was just like, Mom, you see, I've been this way. I feel like Lady Gaga, baby, I was born this way. I don't like y'all. Y'all don't like me. Let's just keep it that way. And we can all live free. Hello. I think I should get that made and put on a t-shirt. What do y'all think? Copyright it and, you know, sell it. Any hoots. This concludes Lyrics Pregnancy Thoughts. Like I said, feel free to like, put your applause, or hit me up with anything that you actually want me to talk about and discuss about pregnancy, because we got a long road ahead of us. Long, hot road. Going through the summer is going to be insanity. But I'm prepared if you all. Holla at your girl later.